Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to the Flip Flip Daily Audio Experience Podcast. Man, it's been a minute since I've said those words, so I'm super excited to be back on the podcast. These used to be audio only, and we're still going to upload these on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and all of this, but we're going to now have a video edition. Just to try it out, we're going to be doing these again every single day or as frequent as we can, whether it be audio or the video experience. And the reason for this, guys, is the Flip Flip podcast is something where I originated. I started the podcast, if you don't know, back in 2017, and I basically documented every single day just recording on my phone while driving to thrift stores, while reselling across my state and city, and just giving you guys my thoughts, feelings, everything in a podcast. And basically what happened is we got so busy with the group, with the community, it just blew up into this like empire. So it was hard to do the podcast, but I'm going back to my roots. I've completely shut the Discord down for like invite only and very just like, we're going back to our roots, basically. We're going back to the OG days of just making content, making stuff to change people's lives, leads, resell content, all of those things. And this is where it starts. Now, I also want to say we hit over 300,000 views on the old podcast. So we're going to continue that. My goal is to get over 1 million views. That'll be insane. That'll be a huge milestone for myself. So if you're new here, please like, subscribe, and comment. It's going to help out my channel and my podcast a lot to get more and more to reach those goals. But other than that, guys, let's start with the resale community just to kind of catch up in this first episode back. Sneakers have been doing really well. We just brought in a lot of people for our sneaker staff, like Romeo, Drops by Jay, Drops by Leo. Those are all my partners on Instagram. So that's been really good to have in the sneaker community. The other thing, guys, if you've listened to my podcast, you know that I basically dumped my entire net worth into crypto, around 10,000, around 15,000. And during all that FTX stuff and that complete meltdown, it got really scary. People thought crypto was gonna literally go to zero. I think Bitcoin got down to around $11,000 and it got insane. But guess what? We continued to dollar cost average. We continued to believe in it. And what I'm seeing right now, guys, honestly, in the crypto communities, in our Discord, you know, one of my really good friends I've met online, shout out to Hodor, he's made over $140,000 from a $20,000 investment or less. And what he's been doing is buying altcoins. So if you go on Twitter and follow these pages who, you know, put out altcoins and small microcap crypto coins, they do 10x, they do 20x in these bull runs, and you can make a lot of money. Now, this isn't financial advice, none of it ever is, but these are real stories of how it works. And basically what it is, guys, is scared money don't make no money. That's kind of the theme going forward of this podcast, of life in general. Scared money does not make any money, guys. You have to invest in yourself. You have to grind every single day. Whatever it is you want to do, you have to be great at. Me, I'm trying to be great at this podcast right now. So I know right now I got to lock in with you guys. I got to spit facts. I got to bring you value. I got to do all of these things and put 120% of my soul into this podcast. Now, that's just an example. For crypto, it's the same thing. The people who are winning in crypto are on their Twitter feeds every day of these big crypto influencers. It's not me. I'm not a huge crypto influencer. I do reselling. I do entrepreneurship. I'm kind of like a community leader. So I can't focus on just crypto, but we do have people in our Discord who can. But what I'm telling you is Twitter is the ultimate experience for crypto. I'll try to drop in the description and here, right here, I'll try to drop some of the best names that we follow in Twitter for crypto. But that's really how you do it. I personally, what I did is I just bought Bitcoin and Ethereum because I'm a little bit more low risk now, high capital. And I believe in Bitcoin and I believe in Ethereum. So when they were that undervalued, and I knew that these Bitcoin spot ETFs, these Ethereum spot ETFs, you can look at this reel right here. I put out, guys, I'm like, once these things go, they're gonna go. And then we also have the Bitcoin happening coming literally next month. And at the time of me doing this podcast right now, guys, Bitcoin just hit $64,000, which is just absolutely insane thinking about some of the buys on my Coinbase. I sold a large amount of crypto, not all of it. I still have Bitcoin, I still have Ethereum. Because I purchased a home, you know, I told my family that we were gonna upgrade our life, we were gonna get a nice home. I got a rental now, I'm into real estate. So I've kind of shifted my investments. I If I didn't have a family, if I didn't want to have to buy this home, guys, I totally would have just rode that crypto and it would have made me millions and millions and millions more. But I like what we did. We had to do it for our family. We had to upgrade our lifestyle a little bit. I have a little one coming on the way for a lot of you guys. Maybe that's a little podcast exclusive. I am having a baby girl here soon for the Flip Flip fam, so I'm really excited about that. But I still have a good amount of crypto. I have about, actually, real estate's now my biggest investment, stocks and equities, and then crypto. And basically what I do, guys, is I keep a safety net of what I could live on for a few years, basically in cash, just bare minimum. That's my investment strategy. And then the rest of it, because I've gotten so good at investing, I deploy cash, because I don't see cash really as any sort of investment vehicle. It really doesn't do anything for you other than a rainy day fund. And really what it's for is fuel for when there's buying opportunities. So the buying opportunity in recent history, what I saw was the huge meltdown of crypto, SPY going into 320s. That was a huge opportunity. COVID was the first opportunity that I ever invested in. If you guys follow my page on FlipFlip, you'll see when I first started investing back in 2019, 2020, when resale groups, Discords, all of that stuff blew up. I invested in airlines, Apple, pre-split everything, pre-split Tesla, pre-split Apple, pre-split Walmart. I went all in on these investments, guys, and it paid off tremendously. Airlines, all of those things. Once COVID was over and everything shot up in 2021, made a ton of money. That was my first investment move. Then we had NFTs and crypto in 2021. That was a whole nother movie, if you don't know. And I'm not going to go over too much of that. If you go on my Instagram at FlipFlip, just scroll down. I posted almost every single day. Also, if you go to Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, just search FlipFlip. You'll see the entire catalog from 2021. I was still doing podcasts basically every day on that. So guys, there's a ton of ways to make money, but you got to work smart. You got to be aggressive. You got to be all the way in, guys. 120%. You know, I'm starting to do this baseball podcast and I've been going to a lot of baseball games and talking to people who are experts in their field, man. They are so fully in. And a lot of my customers, the people I teach, you can tell if they're fully in or if they're not fully in, because the ones who are fully in, once they learn these things and these basics and these item leads, and they start to cultivate their own niche. Like, I want all of you guys to eventually become, you know, entrepreneurs, influencers, business owners. But what it takes is a grind, an undoubtable work ethic of, I'm gonna do this no matter what anybody says. I'm proving it to myself. I'm letting the work speak for itself. And that's really what FlipFlip is all about, man. It's not about anything else other than item leads, connecting with you guys, letting you know that FlipFlip is a real person. I'm a real person. I'm not like these pages on Twitter who are anonymous, who, you know, tweet things certain ways. Well, I do that sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm genuine about it. I'm gonna tell you right here on the podcast, showing my face. I'm not some anonymous figure. I'm just like you, who built, you know, a business, trying to build multiple businesses and be happy, man, doing the things I love and making money doing them. That's really the goal. That's what FlipFlip is about. I started it from Slack, inviting people for $20, a one-time payment. This was in 2017, guys. There was no Discord group. It was just us. It was on Slack. And I was like, what if people at the thrift stores worked together and shared bolos with each other in a Slack chat? And that's how it started. And then Amazon price errors. I remember when restock monitors were invented on Discord. There was like the first Target and Walmart monitors for pools and all of that stuff. That's all kind of in the previous podcast episodes. But this episode, we're kind of bringing everybody up to speed. We also just launched again in our Discord, the Home Depot clearance lead list. Penny items, 90% off. We're adding Lowe's. We're doing a lot of in-store leads. We do a lot of low-key collectibles. That member announcements channel in our Discord is absolutely fire. And you can see all this success on my Instagram page in my stories. I post every day user success and testimonials. And the main thing I tell people about our Discord is basically it's an information hub. It's an information highway of everything going on in reselling, investing, sneakers, Supreme. If there's a hype shoe that's coming out, we're gonna know about it. We're gonna have bots for it. We're gonna have providers who work for Nike. Shout out to Romeo. We're gonna have all of that staff prepared for you guys in one information gateway on Discord, and a ton of other perks like free food, all sorts of stuff, like I said, in one spot for you guys, so you don't have to follow all these things on Twitter. And a lot of this stuff isn't posted on Twitter anyway. But the idea of Flip Flip is to be a public internet information hub to make money. You know, things like the Stanley Cups, getting those add to cart links, maybe there's a purse that's limited edition, whatever it is, that's what we're mainly focused on in generating you guys money and also building relationships so you guys can share information as well. So guys, that's the end of the first podcast. Please, please, please subscribe, smash the like button, smash the comment button. Let me know what you guys think, subscribe. We're gonna try to do these podcasts as much as possible, just like we used to, the daily Flip Flip audio experience. Hopefully I can get some good guests on here. I plan to have Drops by Jay, all sorts of people on the podcast just to do some Q&A with them so you guys can learn from them. And I really want to just bring value to the podcast. That's the new move for the podcast, is not only just documenting my experience, but just letting you guys know what's been going on in the communities and stuff like that. So leave a comment. I'm going to pick one person for a lifetime NFT pass. You get into Flip Flip Discords for life with all the add-ons. Drop that comment to enter, and I'll see you guys later. Thank you.